Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast, live cast with your host, Poetic. Welcome, you guys. It took me a moment to get on here. Still learning how to go live from the schedule, and I don't know how to get to that page yet, so I'm working on it, you guys. Bear with me. Get this show shared and get some people in here and possibly some advice as to what deck we want to have our daily card pulled from. Get everybody we can in here. See if anybody wants to give me advice as to what deck we shall pull from today. Let's see. I am sharing the show, you guys. Bear with me. Thank you for joining. We are going to get our daily card pulled today. So we'll see what it's got to say. Getting a bunch of people out here. Trying to invite all of our friends. With me, you guys. Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast, everybody. I am Poetic. I am inviting everybody I can find. If you're here, thank you. We will get going in just a moment. We'll see what the day's card has to tell us, right? I don't know what it's gonna say, but we will find out. Get everybody here and get this going, right? Almost done. Get Ralphie in here. Bands, maybe. I don't know. If you guys are here and I'm inviting you, then yeah. It is what it is, right? Let's be done. You guys can invite people too, right? Let's see. Who's here? Who's here? We got Yana, Belle, Eric. Hi, guys. Welcome. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast, you guys. What's going on with us today? I got 7 call-ins. Hi, Shell. I just had a really good reading with a client, and it was quite enjoyable, actually. I was very happy. She seemed excited and happy. Very exciting. How are you, Shell? What are you doing, Mama? Let's get some good music on. I appreciate Bruce, aka the crazy motherfucker, for this amazing music he created for us. At Whole E Shift, I'm trying to find some good meditation music. I don't know where I put everything, but we'll find it. There we go. Get this paused. So does anybody have a deck that they would like to get pulled from for the daily card? Whoever knows my decks, whoever would like to hear from the cards, you go ahead and throw the purple ones. She wants the tarot, the magic of tarot. Shell wants the magic of tarot. Is that the one, or is it the whispers of love? The whispers of love are not quite purple, so we'll go with the magic of tarot. How's that? We'll see what they say today. It's the more traditional deck, so we'll go ahead and see what they got. We might pull a second card. I'm not sure. I appreciate you, Eric, completely for getting everybody over here. I know that Milty is going on right now, but ooh, you guys, I looked at the clock and I was at 4 minutes and 44 seconds. It's quite interesting. I love that. Numbers, numbers. So how are we doing, everybody? Everybody feeling good today? Feel feeling good. Me too. I woke up. I did the five Tibetan rites, or the five rites, or Fountain of Youth, the rites of Fountain of Youth. Many people, many names for these exercises, where one you spin around 21 times, and another one where you kind of like lift your legs and your head, and it's just all these little different stretches and yoga poses, I think, that help get your energy flowing for the day. And it was really nice. I was doing it every day, but I kind of fell off. So I think I'm going to try to get back going. So, Shell, should I spread them or should I cut them? All right, we're going to cut them. I'm going to lay them in three piles. All right. We're going to go 2, 1, 3. All right. The card we got was the Four of Pentacles. All right. Four of Pentacles, yet it's reversed. So it's just four coins, and I don't quite, I like the Oracle cards more because I get the symbolism. These cards are more traditional and I haven't studied. So I go to the book and then just channel from there. But the Four of Pentacles, reversed meaning, is that the material rewards and stability you crave elude you. Ooh, are we having issues? A little bit of living in scarcity, maybe. Like, oh, I hope I can pay the bills this month. I know I am a little worried. I am only part-time right now, and I still am getting the unemployment. I will be getting less than what I make once the 600 little extra ends, right? And I'm not worried about it because I have savings, yet it's just a little intimidating because I don't want to touch that savings, right? So I'm kind of like, not stressed out, but it's in the back of my mind that, you know, this may be happening and the scarcity is there. So it says, the book says, the material rewards and stability you crave elude you. This can be because you fear change or a calculated risk-taking, or on a corporate level, bureaucracy and internal politics restrict you. So is there something going on? Same here. Yes, yeah, see, so we're trying to live with what we have and not go over our means and still build what we, the foundation we're trying to have. We've got some things going on the wayside, which is, you know, the politics, the unemployment, the the unemployment and the stimulus package, the second one, hi AC, all that stuff. And, you know, we're scared that, you know, I'm not going to be able to pay all these bills off. I know I had a bigger bill than I intended for my credit card, which has made a lot of sense because I had, you know, like registration and things like that. However, it was just something I'd rather not spend, and I have to pay it off because that's how I work. But, you know, it's just having that fear, just living in that little scarcity can get the best of us sometimes. But we got to remember to not marginalize our talents. We've got to get organized, take control. If it's going to look at our budget and double checking that we're spending what we should be spending, if it's, you know, cutting back on, you know, maybe not buying that extra bottle and going without for a day, or, you know, not getting that extra blunt tomorrow when we just wanted to, and just to put our mind at ease so we're not living in that scarcity and fear, making a budget or doing something actively to alleviate that fear. Like, I know that this may be ending, so I'm not going to spend so much on my candles, or I'm not going to go to the store and get more crystals like I was wanting to, or whatever it may be, right? Just for now. You can do that later once we know everything's all right, because once we know and we feel okay that everything works out for me, what I need will come to me when I need it. Living in abundance, because there's plenty for all of us. It's if we are resisting it and living out of that fear, or if we're living in that knowledge that everything works out for me in my highest good. I open myself up to receiving money from unexpected places, right? Just opening up our awareness a little bit to that possibility. Maybe somebody, you know, gifts us something. Maybe we find some money. Maybe we, you know, make this budget and realize, oh, we do have a lot more room to work with than we thought we did. Put your mind at ease. Just relax. Thank you so much, Jay Baby, for coming. I appreciate you. Just relax and enjoy yourself. I pulled a private card today for myself this morning, and it was live in joy. So maybe we just don't spend that money, but just get happy, live in some joy, and get our mind off of the scarcity and the fear and the craziness. Have some fun, listen to some music, dance, draw, go for a walk, do something fun, golf, like Jay Baby's over there enjoying herself golfing. I appreciate you, Jay Baby, so much. Get organized, take control, enjoy yourself, don't worry. Worry is not a good vibration. It's one of the lower vibration feelings. We want to feel, if not joyful and happy, at least feel content, at least feel neutral. I know things happen for me. Everything works out. I've never not been in a place where I didn't survive. I've made it this far, right? Just know that you have power. Live in the knowledge that this is an abundant universe. And if we live in that knowledge, then we open that flow to come to us. Hi, cats. I appreciate you guys coming. Do we want another card? We got from that one, we got to stop living in scarcity and just open ourselves up. Get organized, take control of our minds, of our thoughts. Take control of our finances. Take control. Just take control. We got this. Take our control, our power back. Empower ourselves, right? Would we like another card? So I am taking control, and I'm going to get on Amazon and get a better set of speakers. As well as a microphone, because I've been waiting for the Rode microphone so I could do this on my computer and work it like that, but it hasn't so worked out for me, so I think I'm going to do that this afternoon. That's what we're going to do. So, Caps, you want another card, you said? So what deck are we going to pull from? You haven't a clue? You have me on the Instagram, right? So go to my Instagram and check it out. Look, I just came in my own show. Isn't that cool? So who else is here? Does it let me see who's here? Let's see. We've got Jay Baby. Eric is still here. Yana, are you hiding in the back? Will? You guys are hiding today. We can also do caps like a 1, 2, 3. Hi, Herbal. How are you today, my dear? We already pulled the Four of Pentacles, and we're learning that we need to step out of the scarcity and the fear, and we need to step into our power, get organized, and take control. That was what our first card told us. And that was from the Magic of Tarot deck. Shell chose that deck, and I was thinking about pulling another card in case I missed it. I will definitely publish this later. It may be, it depends on Podbean. Now, sometimes it allows me to publish within the hour, and sometimes it makes me wait till the late evening. So, know that I fully intend to put it out there as soon as possible. It's up to Podbean as to when they allow me to. Okay, and I will definitely post our card on the Instagram today. It is the Four of Pentacles. We are going to get out of our scarcity mode, step into our power, let go of the fear, right? How are you doing today, Herbal? Is it the evening there? You off work? Are you back to work, Herbal? Brian, I miss you. Welcome, Bri. Caps is taking a year and a half to find out what deck he would like me to pull the second card from. But it's okay. We love Caps. We love him. He's looking on my Instagram. We are waiting for him to get it together. You can't find the decks. Okay, so choose one, two, or three. One, two, or three. Two. So that is the Whispers of Love that I had in mind when I said two. So the Whispers of Love deck, and I haven't pulled from this deck in a while. I love this deck. It's so beautiful and mystical. Hi, Some Sense. Welcome. Thank you so much for the love. I appreciate you. We pulled one card already from the Magic of Tarot deck, and it was the Four of Pentacles, telling us to get out of our scarcity mode, get out of our fear, step into our power, and get organized, okay? And then we've got the Magic of Love, or the Whispers of Love, that Caps chose, and my T, my bro, I miss you. How are you doing? We're going to pull from this deck, you guys. Should I spread it or should I cut it, Caps? Cut? All right. We're going to set up three piles, threes, sixes, and nines. It's the language of the universe, okay? So that's why I do three piles. All right. Now we're going to pull our card and see what we get. Ooh, this is the second time I've pulled this card. Now, you guys, that I've got these decks just recently, and I have not pulled every card from every deck. I have not even seen every card from every deck. But when we pull a card twice, it means that we need to remember this, okay? It means that it's very important to act as if your partner is here. Whether you have someone in your life or not, we have to act as if they are with us so that we will always consider them. If we act as if our partner is already here, that's just opening that flow for them. It's not, oh, I'll never find that one. They're not here. I'm not going to get them. That's that energy of resistance, of scarcity, of lack. That's what you're going to continue to get. Right? If you consistently feel like, oh, they don't understand me, or they're not here with me completely in the moment, or I haven't found them yet, whatever it may be, you have to act as if your partner is already here. Good. Good. The number is 37, and it has a male and a female, and it kind of looks like they've got tentacles. Like little bug tentacle things coming out of their heads. It's pretty cool. She's 37. Ooh, Caps. I'm telling you, there's symbols in all these cards. There's butterflies and peacock kind of feathers. And it's just a beautiful card. There's little angels and fairies there guiding, knowing that this energy of love is here with you. Okay? It's with you already. Don't know that
that love is here. Whether you guys may not be communicating on the right way or whatever it may be, act as if they're here. And that will allow them to open up. Maybe they haven't been telling you the full story or able to open up their feelings completely or whatever it may be. Act as if they are here. Act as if your partner is here. Hi, Draco. How are you, babe? All right, so let's see what the book says about this. Whether you have someone in your life or not, act as if they are with you, so you will always consider them. If your actions and thoughts take someone else's feelings into account, you will be more aligned with the true relationship. So I know it's hard sometimes if they're not here, or if you aren't talking to them, or if you guys are in a piff because the day-to-day is getting in the way, or whatever it may be. Try to take their feelings and their perspective into account. Try to see things from their point of view. Maybe they're not trying to just be spiteful and do this. Maybe their feelings are hurt and they don't know how else to act, right? So let's just open up. Let's open up and act as if they're your feelings, that you are them. You will get more aligned with them. And if they're not with you, generate that feeling that you're already sharing the life. So if you're having an issue, one, picture yourself and your significant other or this person in the best possible outcome. Close your eyes and see you and her or you and him. Wherever you're most comfortable, where you guys are just laughing and enjoying each other and, you know, having a good time, eating delicious food, walking on the beach or skiing or golf, whatever it may be, you guys are just fully immersed in each other and enjoying and loving each other. And that feeling you feel when you can picture that and get in there is going to bring it to you. I apologize, Rana Parang. I do not take calls when I'm doing the daily card readings. When I open up and do a large card reading, then I will answer calls. I do not take calls at this time. So we're going to continue. This life will change the way you feel and can alter your attitude and your potential to attract them into your life. So as you're acting and feeling and visualizing these things happen with you and your loved one, you're going to bring that energy of these things to you. Revel in the thought that you are in a faithful relationship. When you create a vacuum by affirming your desire as if you have it, the universe will bring it to you more quickly. That's the energy. Like energy attracts like energy, right? You draw into your life the things that are in harmony with your beliefs. So if you believe you're never going to have somebody that truly understands and loves you for you, then you're never going to have anyone that truly understands and loves you for you. If you know that this person is out there looking for you too, you're going to continue to draw that person to you, okay? Believe and trust that love is coming your way. See your energy as a love-attracting magnet, building this solid and firm relationship with the one that you love, Caps, with the person that you really care about and growing and building this foundation even stronger, right? Whatever it may be. See your energy as a love-attracting magnet. Live as if your desired relationship is already here, and appreciate the phase prior to the arrival of love. Appreciate the not knowing how truly great it feels, because now you have it. Now you're in that perfect, that visualization, that frame, that future event that you see you guys having the best time. You were there and you were able to appreciate it that much more because you know how it is not to have it, right? A fairy couple effortlessly dances across the sky. A large moth is beneath them. The moth uses its scent to pull in a mate. There's no concern or worry or doubt concerning her ability to attract love. Use the energy of the moth to relax into a state of trust. Love is not far away, and you are not in the process of bringing it to you. You are love. We have to remember that. We are love, or else we wouldn't exist. We are part of it all. It all is love, this creation, everything. It may seem like it's crazy and hectic and fierce. It hurts us so much. We get in that frustration so much because we are so in love. We care so much, right? So remember, act as if they are here, because that love, that energy will bring it to you. Alpha, that is, you will not know true love until you love yourself. And that's something that I've had to come to grips with, and that's why I have been able to open up and be able to channel. Hi, Archer. Tell him much love. That's why we are able to open up and love anybody else, is when we fully, truly love ourselves. And right now, Alpha, I was single for 7 years, no sex, no relationship, okay? For a reason. It's not easy. There are times of loneliness. You get through the dark night of the soul. You go through frustration and anger and all these different things. So just know that, you know, a lot of times it's better. I'm in a long-distance relationship that I haven't met him face-to-face before, but we see video every day. That's after 7 years of nothing and then, you know, 3 years of nothing. So, yeah. It's okay to love yourself. That's who you need to love first, is yourself. If later, after you fully love yourself, Alpha, then you were having that longing to have a partner, then awesome. If not, then awesome. You know what's right for you, babe. You follow your heart and your intuition. Does anybody else have any questions or concerns or anything good that they would like to know? Thank you, Mike. Hi, JJ. Hi, old man. Ashley, everybody, thank you for joining the Holy Shift Podcast. I came on to do a quick card reading, daily card. We got two today. We got the Four of Pentacles, which was telling us to get out of our fear, stop living in scarcity, get organized, and take control and step into our power. And to love ourselves, to act as if that love is already with us, to act as if our partner is already here. One, love ourselves first. And then, if we're loving ourselves first, if we are loving just being with ourselves, then our true love will come to us. Caps, what can you do? What is within your power that you can do, even if it is just setting an intention to find the right way to go about this next situation? Because I feel like you're at a crossroads. So meditate, maybe, you know, dry out for a day or so you can get your mind right, or whatever you need to do to find your focus and your clarity so that you can see the next right step. There's always a way to shift things, whether it be a mindset shift, whether it be taking action and shifting something in the physical world. There's always something you can do to shift. So even if it's just putting your intention out there to find the right answer for the next step, that is your next step. Does that make sense? And know that sometimes pain can lead us to a better outcome. That fear of pain. How do you know that it's going to harm everybody? Maybe you're just seeing it at a narrow-minded perspective. So try to remember, see it, try to get out of that one focus, see it from a bigger perspective, ground yourself, get organized, and you got this. You have your answers, Caps. You really do, babe. You hold the fort, but you're not, don't stay in your limited beliefs, okay? There's always a way. There's always a way. If this is, if you're calling, if what this next step for you is, may take a little bit away for the moment to bring a greater outcome later, then it's worth the sacrifice. It'll be worth the sacrifice for your happiness. Your family will feel the same way. Okay, Mike, it is Biha. It is Todd Norian. Biha, right? B-I-J-A. Todd Norian. So it's, it's a album. I believe it's his album. Soothing Music and Mantras. But I'll type his name right here for you so you can look it up. It's on YouTube. I do not own the rights to this music. I simply enjoy and get in tune when I am listening to it. And there you go. So if that helps you, I hope it did. If you need some more guidance or help, you know how to get a hold of me. Get at me at wholeeshift@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me at wholeeshift.com. Thank you, Will. I appreciate you. I'm at wholeeshift.com. There's my links for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook group, Facebook page, review, testimonials, anything, you guys. I completely appreciate. I truly love you for coming and showing support for me. And I will see you soon. I'm going to get a little campaign going. If people like me on all areas, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and join the group, I'm going to give away a full reading. I'm thinking of doing a reading in, as well as the astro chart as well. So I've got some things in the works, you guys. Bear with me as I get all these things under control. But we're going to get some things going and making some new things happen. So tell Trent to get a hold of me, Eric, when you do see him. I've seen him a couple times lately, but he hasn't said anything. But yeah, definitely we'll get things going and we're getting in the flow. We're opening ourselves up and getting organized. And yeah, I love you all for showing support, and I will see you soon. Whole E-Shift, you guys.